And it deals with some cell phone internet technology. I should caution those of you that just came in, this is not the presentation that was going to be put on by the Earth Institute on IR scanning and cell phone technology. That one was withdrawn. Good afternoon.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I think this might encourage people to hang around. We have these little green cards. These are good for a free drink at the reception afterwards, and we're going to have a business meeting for global agronomy and for the community of interest. So we'll be passing these out.
So good afternoon. I'm going to stick to the topic of rice and stay in Asia, where 90% of the global rice is produced in small land holdings like this with a great deal of variation, with some mechanization, a lot of labor. But one of the characteristics of the rice production is the fact that the fields are small and there can be a great deal of variation from one field to the next. So what we're recognizing is that to really help the farmers to increase profit, there's a need to bring the management down to the specific field of the farmer and to provide best management practices at the field level. So we're looking at the opportunities for taking science to develop appropriate field-specific management that's tailored to an individual farmer. And this is building upon a great deal of research that took place for more than a decade in a network that cut across Asia in irrigated areas. That network developed the principles of site-specific nutrient management that basically have been published and come down to a nutrient balance approach for P and K and a yield gain approach for nitrogen in terms of doing the calculations. But we do still have this need to get this science into a way that it can be brought to the farmer's field and practiced by farmers. We started thinking that the way to do this was with printed material and conventional ways of reaching farmers. But to try to put this into printed material became very complex because of so many possible combinations of yields and residue management and other factors that are varying from field to field. About 3 years ago, we started developing software, and we started, first of all, with just Microsoft Access, recognizing that if we could ask a few questions to a farmer, we could start making the calculations and decisions for making a field-specific recommendation. We started distributing these first on CD, but quickly recognized that that was not the way to go, because it takes a tremendous amount of time to distribute CDs, and a tremendous amount of confusion can come about when you go back and try to change those CDs with the next version. And quickly then went into everything being based on a web applications. And here is the general philosophy in which we're working, in which we're trying to bring principles of precision farming down to the individual field level. And the first step in this is really to acquire the information at a field level, to acquire spatial information about what is happening at that particular field. And we can do that through questions that are asked to a farmer, and this can be acquired through internet, through simple mobile phones, or through smartphones, usually in the presence of an extension worker working with the farmer. Regardless of the way the information is acquired, it goes into a calculator that is residing in cloud computing. So the calculation is then taking place, and from that calculation, the information then flows out, flows back. If it's the internet, it can be as printed material, it can be as text messages, it can be as images on smartphones. Now I'll go through three of the types of applications that we have been developing and are now available in some countries. The first is an internet application, and this is for locations where there is an internet accessibility, where there would be places, for example, where farmers can come and talk with extension workers, and the internet connectivity then enables the connection to a website, And on that website, there's the opportunity to answer about 12 to 15 questions about the farmer's fields. These are questions that a farmer can answer with the information that they already have. Questions like, what's the growing season, what's the variety, the residue management, past yield levels. From that, that information is transmitted through the calculator back to a printout, and the printout is then showing information on the growth duration, the critical growth stages, how much to apply at what time. Now, we recognize that one of the limitations of this is the need for an internet accessibility. So the next step then is to work with smartphones where the application can be downloaded onto the phone by an extension worker, and then the extension worker can now go to the field and work with a farmer offline. The information is then captured into a database on the phone, but the calculation does not take place on the phone. The information is just stored on the phone. The stored information is then transmitted by when there's a network or a phone connection to the calculator. That then handles the calculation, sends the text message to the farmer, sends the image of the recommendation to the smartphone of the extension worker. The smartphone then has a library of recommendations for different farmers. The extension worker can go back and see how the farmer is doing as they work through the season with farmers. This is an example of what a text message looks like in the Philippines. This, of course, would be in a local language rather than in English, but basically it's written in a way that's customized and tailored for individual countries in a local language. So it's speaking in terms of so much yield in a unit of measurement as on-milled rice for an area that's specified by the farmer in terms of the size of their field, for a growing season that's specified by the farmer, and it's applying so many bags of fertilizer that are readily available or even identified by the farmer at particular times and splitting of the applications. One of the main ways in which we're able to help farmers here is through the improved timing of nitrogen fertilizer. That's often done quite incorrectly by farmers for various reasons. So this is providing a timing that's geared to the critical growth stages of the particular variety that the farmer has selected and the cultural practices that the farmer is using. We're doing this with the Department of Agriculture, so the Department of Agriculture has a number that can also be called and consulted during working hours if the farmer has questions. Now, the other application is where the farmer has just a simple phone, and in that case, we've developed an application of calling a toll-free number using interactive voice response. In this case, this is set up in the Philippines with one of the telecom companies. You can call a four-digit number for toll-free, and you get a voice recording. And with that voice recording, the farmer can push the buttons on the keypad to answer the questions. And the first question is to select a language, and then the voice recording is in the language of the choice that the farmer has made. And there are about 10 to 12 questions that are then answered by pushing the keypad. When they are all answered, the information then goes through the phone line to, again, the calculator in cloud computing. That is on a high-end server. That does the calculation. That then generates the advice and sends the message back to the farmer as a text message. In this case, this is 100% automated. There's no need for human intervention in this. It does require extension workers and training and an extension of the technology to farmers so that they are aware of it, but it does not require any person being in a call center. It is completely automated 24 hours a day. At the present time, the applications are most advanced in the Philippines and Indonesia. All three applications are up and running in the Philippines, and they will be up and running in Indonesia within the next 1 to 2 months. The web application is already running in Guangdong province in China, and in Bangladesh, the web and the Android application are well advanced and set for advanced testing later this year, or the web application is already in advanced testing. We're developing these for a number of other countries that are in the pipeline with field evaluation of prototypes that are already developed. That includes in southern India, working with Africa rice in West Africa and several countries in Vietnam, and their requests coming from other locations. Now, we recognize that this is just a start, that we're starting with fertilizers because fertilizers represent about 20% of the input cost for a rice farmer. But yet, a rice farmer needs more than just fertilizer advice. They need advice in terms of other crop management practices. They also need access to credit and other services and perhaps even market information. So there are opportunities to help the farmers more than just with a fertilizer recommendation. So we're now in the stages of taking the same model and basically using that to convert the nutrient manager into a rice crop manager. And the way we're working with a rice crop manager is that we recognize that there may be a number of constraints in a farmer's field, but if we can identify and overcome the three most important constraints, we can go a long ways to closing the yield gap and providing additional profit to the farmer. So we're seeing these tools, in this case, as a tool that's used before the start of the growing season, where through the answering of some questions that are carefully selected and worded, we can identify what are the main constraints. We can narrow it down to the three main constraints and identify the best management practices for that farmer on their particular field to overcome those constraints. It will then be a personalized recommendation. We can select from a number of constraints, and we're basically, in this case, using decision trees in terms of selecting from the management of the farmer the likely key interventions that will give the greatest benefit, defined as greater profitability for the farmer. Here's an example of a prototype of what the recommendation looks like, in that it already contains the recommendation for the timing of nitrogen fertilizer, or NPK fertilizer. So that's in green right here in terms of critical stages of the crop and what to do. But in this case, this is a direct seeded crop. In the dry season, when there's irrigation from a tube well, that's a prime condition in which water-saving technologies of alternate wetting and drying that have been developed can be used, and that is recommended. This is also a case when there's direct seeding, where weeds can be a problem, so weeds are then identified as the main constraint, and weed management practices are provided then to the farmer. Now, this can be as a printed material. It can also come out then as text messages during the growing season, prompting the farmer of what to do at what time. So, in principle, we're aiming to increase the profitability of the farmer by closing the yield gap. So with Nutrient Manager, we recognize that there is a yield gap, and part of that yield gap can be closed by improved nutrient management. We're aiming to do that with a profitability of $100 per hectare per season. So a large part of that is how we set yield targets and how much input and management there is to achieve higher yields for the greater profitability. With a crop manager, we recognize there are additional constraints, and we're aiming to increase profit further by overcoming some additional constraints besides the nutrient management. So it's a closing the yield gap for increased profitability. Now, we see Nutrient Manager and Crop Manager as a start in terms of interactive applications. We are also conceptualizing other applications. Nutrient and Crop Manager are designed to be tools that can be used at the start of the growing season. They're helping the farmer to invest wisely, to invest their money in the right way for the greatest profitability in terms of the season. But problems may arise during the season in terms of pests or diseases, unexpected events. So we're then viewing another suite of tools called Rice Doctor that can provide guidelines on what to do when a problem arises during the season. All of this is underlined with a great deal of research and ongoing evaluation to develop the tools and evaluate the tools, but also through using the cloud computing and the interfacing that's possible, is the linking this to a compelling suite of services for farmers, including microfinance, microinsurance, markets, inputs. So we're involved in working with banks and other organizations that are providing services to farmers that we can then work with and interface these tools with the types of tools that they have for farmers. And this is one of the examples of how this works. With the nutrient or crop manager that are residing in a high-end cloud-based server, there's the input of information that comes from the farmer and an output, but interfaced with this can be additional inputs of information that come from databases that can be soils databases, that can be digital maps, they can be various inputs that are providing supplemental information in terms of helping to make a more educated, better recommendation for the farmer. Particularly, there's an interest in seasonal climate that can be used to better target yields, to plant, improve the planting dates, adjust the cropping, adjust the variety. Tools from banks and other service providers for microfinance. And also, footprint calculators are possible in this in terms of going beyond just the profitability, but going into looking at other benefits, environmental benefits, et cetera, that could be provided by the selection of management practices. So ongoing activities right now are related to the continued development and refinement of these tools, a number of ongoing research activities at the field level to not only just to be demonstrating, but to be continuing to collect the information that's required to build them and to verify them. But surveys that are also taking place to identify the appropriate services for farmers that can be linked into this. We're involved with a bank in the Philippines where surveys are now taking place in various parts of the country of farmers to identify the loan products of a bank, of mobile banking, that can interface with these types of tools, as well as to identify local agents beyond just the traditional extension workers that could be agents for the services like loans and savings and markets, as well as for the use of these applications and trying to develop a business model that involves the incentive for entrepreneurs to do this. We're in surveys to also determine the farmer's practice after receiving the information from these apps to see how well they actually work and how well the uptake is. So we, in summary, in terms of the applications for farmers, we can provide farmers with best bet farming practices on an individualized, personalized basis for small-scale farm situations, and interface that with a compelling suite of services that include microfinance, microinsurance, market opportunities, service, social networking, and in that process enhance the ability of the extension services to better work with farmers. We see these smartphones and these tools in the hands of extension workers and a growing number of extension workers that go beyond the public sector into the private sector and even into entrepreneurs who would be doing this. So thank you very much.